My name is Susan Campbell. I was born in Campbell, Alaska, in the year 1934. My best memory starts when we're living as a family. I can remember those days were always happy times. We used to live in a house which has only one room, and the family tie is strong, always communicating with one another. And there are activities going on outdoors or indoors. When we're indoors, our parents make just like Polly Pocket toys. We spend hours playing, especially in the evening, when everybody else settled down for the night. The best memory is in the spring, when the winter is over. It's time for springtime, and those days have nice days. Good weather, calm weather, and the sea used to be real calm, and the hunters started to hunt by boat. We always walk. We even walk 3 miles out to camps. We go berry picking, and we pick greens. I remember going to camp with my cousin's mother, and we walk out through the tundra. It's always lots of fun, and I sometimes go with the family. They always have me go along with them for green picking. The weather was real good those days, that we used tent, canvas tent. I like frame tents because they're like a house. Even when we don't go camping, when we want to clean up the house or paint the house, they always put out a tent, so we sleep in the tent during the summertime. Play at the beach when there's no more snow. We play around the beach or right outside our yard, and we play with bones. empty tin cans, and we use those for kettles and just play. Even in winter time, we make and pretend they're igloos or snow house, we call them. We make donuts out of snow and we actually eat them. Round ones and hole in the middle, and we eat those. We used to have lots of fun playing, and especially during the summer, we always play around our house mostly. We used to go ice skating just without skates. There were some boys, older boys, who make ice skates out of old files or with walrus hide and wooden straight bottom sole, and they skate good, the older boys, and some women if they want to. I didn't quite learn to skate. And we used to skate at the lake, Troutman Lake. And then we had two ponds down here. This pond over here on the north side freezes first, then the lake. Our snow used to be real clean. Away from the village area, we go get snow, blocks of snow, and melt them. But we use the lake water for ice water. Get with an axe or saw, they cut out big blocks of ice. And then we haul it on a sled. Inside there's big water kettle, huge one, that they put in the house. I remember my first school time. That was the first time I'm allowed to be away from the family. It's scary being away from the family, and I was so happy that I'm going to be in school. There's two rooms. We call them little room and big room. Not in size, but upper grade. I like school. I was well liked by the teachers. Eventually, as I grew older, they hire us for dishwashing across from the classrooms. The teachers used to live there. We really have a strict classroom rules. We have to be quiet, and we hear the clock clicking in the schoolroom. We respect our teachers. We look up to them. But there are kids who are kind of having problems too. Not serious ones, but in the school, like being late after the recess time or noon time. He scolds us to be on time, so it's scary to be late. Student is not following the school rules. They have to stand up in the corner or on the chalkboard, the same height as the student, draw a circle to put their nose right there and just stand there facing the chalkboard. If we are good workers throughout the week, on Friday, those who have no name list will have to go to a party. That used to be real fun. I like those party times because they happen in the evening. But we never stay out any later than 10. There was curfew for all the school children, and the curfew committees were very strict too. And they always walk around looking for kids who might be still out in the evenings, which is very helpful. They have to report us to the council, local council members, if we are not at home after the curfew. That's the way the teachers discipline us. We were so afraid to speak up because the teachers really set their foot on us. For us not to speak our own language, we have to speak English no matter we don't know how to. It was hard when you don't know how to speak English. My very basic learning was from my dad at home. My mother always make a flour paste. She could rub that mixture on the edges of the magazine papers and lay them all around the wall and up in the ceiling so it can brighten the room. In fact, we use a seal oil lamp or lanterns and gas lamps so the room can look so bright. Up there, when we're in bed, my father used to play games with me on words. He spelled the word and then have me look for him up there in the ceiling. And he taught me the sound of the letters and I sound out the words. I remember those times we were accepted that way. the way we do our own thing, like hunting and how to preserve our food and all those are good. And learn to sew. I learned by watching my mother. She used to sew a lot, just like for winter clothing. We never lack those. She always make us good ones, well taken care of. My mother was a good seamstress, and she was a lady who always wanted to keep the house clean. And she cleaned up, scrub, and I get scolded when I don't do the dishes or those minor things are necessary everyday chores. Sweep the floor, scrub the floor sometimes when I become of age to do these things. And my father is a hunter. At winter time, he fox trapping season comes. He started trapping, go out almost daily to sit his traps and take care of them. They went all the way close to Northeast Cape in winter time to a fox trap. They sell them to stores, and the stores trade them to the ships that come out here. I enjoyed fresh food, which my mother prepares, like she fry liver, and that tastes good. Dried meat. Each season have food. In the winter, we have greens that we pack for winter use, and certain time, they open up a poke of greens, and when these are filled, they're plenty. And they saw off in chunks and bring some to the relatives or anyone they want to bring. I worked as early as 11 years old, hired by CAA. I used to housekeep for them. Fix their beds, iron their, do their laundry. Those were the chores I did. Get paid at the end of the month. And the pay isn't much, but it kept me earning a little bit. I share them with my father, my parents. And they are proud to see me working and earning. Nowadays, we still keep our children. Even if they become an adult, we allow them to stay in the family. My parents were selected by their parents in the earlier years. That's what I heard from the stories that was passed down. They had to choose a husband for their daughters. The parents had to choose a woman for clan. Marriages are important so that girls can be well taken care of. They were strict that they marry not immediate or close relative, but cousins are allowed. My husband to be parents asked my parents if they could allow me to marry their son. Because we were in love, I married my husband against their will, but it worked out. Just like any marriage, there's problems that arises eventually, but it's worked out. Always have dowry, but I was married so young. In those days, in my early teens, 16 years old when I first got my baby. But I always include that I had survived the marriage. My husband and I raised 9 kids, 4 girls and 5 boys. Family ties were close, without distraction like TV or video games or movies. Movies were special treat for school kids. So without the sound, just movie. There's lots of change that I see nowadays. One big distraction is bingo, and I don't like those. TV, too much TV is exposed to our little ones. Drinking, alcohol abuse is one big factor of thing that we don't like. It wasn't used to be a problem until the army base was here. Then they started drinking, taking alcohol. These were exposed to our young people. My husband and I never drink, but our children are taking it, even if we are not drinkers. But there's always good parts too, like we used to sew in order to sell them to the army boys. We sell our sewing, like yo-yo, slippers, or anything they order. And carvings, too, are sold to the boys. my important part in my life is knowing the Lord. The most important thing is I wish that we all study the Bible, which is the good teacher. I know it's changing. I like the past days better than nowadays. We have to keep moving, you know, keep going.